The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mark Routh, CEO of Prospex Energy, PXEN. His ticker there. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Hello, good morning, Justin.
Yeah, and you released an RNS, completion of Selva acquisition, Selva gas field scheduled to be in production by Q2 2023. First of all, before we get into this, Mark, explain, if you could, a brief summary as to what Prospex is all about, please.
Well, Prospex is an AIM-listed investment company. We have assets in Spain and in Italy. In Spain, we have a power station which is generating electricity from gas produced and generating an income. And in Italy, we have this asset called Selva, where we used to have 17%, and we've just acquired a further 20%. And like you say, we're expected to come on stream in the second quarter of 2023. That's just over a year away.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so explain. So why do you see that, you know, the Selva gas field is an important and strategic interest for the company, Mark?
Well, it's fairly and squarely in the middle of our business plan. So gas is now often cited as the optimum transition fuel in Europe. And having a 30% now working interest in the Podera Galena license, in which sits the Selva gas discovery, this provides our investors with exposure to a proven asset with near-term revenue in a stable jurisdiction. Indigenous, onshore, local gas has gained huge significance recently. So we're supporting our operator, Po Valley, to accelerate the last remaining steps to get us to first gas in order to supply this critical resource within mainland Europe.
Mm-hmm. No, marvellous. And with that in mind, then, what are the next steps for the first gas?
Well, there's a few steps to go. It takes a little while with the Italian authorities to get things going, but they're now incentivized to get on the case as quickly as possible. First thing we've got to get is the receipt of the full production license from the Italian authorities, and we expect that to happen in the second quarter of this year. It could be very soon. So what's happened there is the Ministry of Ecological, the Ministry of Ecological Transition, as it's now called, the main authority in the central government in Rome, has sent a message to the local regional government that we're okay to award production license subject to the local regions and municipalities supporting that case. We're now down to, I think, all but one of the signatures on the local authorities to get there. So we've got to get the full production license. And once that's authorized, the central government in Rome can say yes. We then have to have completion of the 12-month seismic environmental monitoring program. So this is to check that any extraction of gas we do does not cause an earthquake. Most unlikely in this tiny field, in relative terms, to something like Groningen in the north of Netherlands, where this has potentially been an issue. Mm-hmm. So that seismic monitoring program started in January. So by January of next year, that will have finished and will be good to go to start producing gas any time from there onwards, unless we can accelerate that with the authorities. The next thing we have to do is install an 800-meter, 4-inch pipeline from the wellhead to the gas grid network. This can be done in the matter of weeks or months. And we have to do the connection of the gas to the gas grid, which has to be done by SNAM, which is the local gas grid operator in Italy. It's a monopoly, and it's only them that can make that connection for health and safety reasons.
Yeah, yeah. And just explain, if you could, what impact is this expected to have on revenues then?
Well, this field will have a dramatic impact on our revenue from when it gets started. Net annual cash flows from our revised share of the Selva gas production is expected to be in excess of 8 million euros per year for the first 5 years of our 10-year production profile. This is all in the RNS and laid out. And this is based on the competent person report, which was generated in January 2019, where back then the gas price forecast was 0.2 euros per standard cubic meter. Now, in real money, that's about 50 pence per therm. And as people will know today, I just looked up the price this morning. We are at 220 pence per therm today. That's 10 times, that's, sorry, not 10, that's 4 times the price that's assumed in the competent person report. So what we're actually seeing, predicted forward curve gas prices in Italy in early 2023 is more like 0.835 per standard cubic meter, euros per standard cubic meter, and that's around 190 pence per therm. Already a bit less than it is today, but that's to be expected. So what that has a direct impact is that the cash flow generated is also expected to be a 4 times increase from that, which is estimated from the competent person report, which can be found on our website.
Yeah, it's quite significant. Okay, so can you provide us a general update on operations then and what investors should look out for over the coming months, please, Mark?
Well, yes, I've already mentioned it a bit. In addition to our activities in Italy, we've got the El Romeral power plant in southern Spain. It's been performing really well. I mean, and in March, we had income, gross income, where we own 50% of the asset. The gross income in March was in excess of €500,000 because of the extraordinarily high electricity prices, which are happening down in southern Europe. The power plant's been operating successfully, 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. And the automation and operational procedures have been fully tested since the recent upgrade. And we've selected the optimum production strategy based on our latest reservoir modeling. And it strikes the right balance between maximizing gas recovery and optimizing electricity production and therefore income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of stuff. Okay, Mark, if you could then, 3 reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Fox Markets and add Prospects Energy to their watch list, please.
Yeah, well, I've got some compelling reasons here. Prospects is already an income-generating company with our share of the gas to electricity project in El Romeral in Spain. The Selva field, this acquisition will generate a significant cash flow for the company from this time next year, with, as I said before, with more than €8 million per year cash flow from this asset alone. The second reason, the completion of this acquisition at Selva delivers on our strategy to grow the company in our core target areas in both terms of asset type and in terms of geography. And the third reason is that Prospects is not standing still. We're going to grow. This is the first of many steps. We have plans for more wells to come on stream from our El Romeral concession in Spain as soon as the well permitting process completes. And we have other expansion projects in and around the power plant to boost our electricity output. But the significant point there is all of those activities can be funded from cash flow generated by the power station. So we don't need to go back to shareholders for more money for that activity. So those are the reasons I would say you add PXEN to your watch list.
Excellent stuff. Cheers, Mark. Thanks for that. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a lot.
That's grand. Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.